Hello? Oh, I think it's going.
Hello, world. This is the Not So Much cast with...
Moi.
Which is Kevin.
Which is Kevin, yes.
And hello.
Which is Ryan. And
there's Becca.
Who is apparently going by R as of late.
Which is... I don't understand that. R. Why? Why did you choose R, Becca?
Because I think I'm as cool as R. Stevens.
Who the hell is R. Stevens?
The best webcomic artist in the world.
What does he comic about?
He comics about robots that have sex with humans. It's pretty awesome.
Oh, so it's like Futurama?
Yes, it's like Futurama.
That's
kind
of weird.
But it's a lot wittier than Futurama.
Let's see.
So, we're sitting in Kevin and Ryan's apartment.
Yeah.
And apparently there was an earthquake earlier.
Yeah.
Tell me about this, Ryan.
It was like this. And then it was over.
I was playing Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
It's very uneventful.
It was very disappointing, actually.
Yeah.
If this podcast isn't interesting already, Kevin's pouring himself a little bit of JD and Coke. And he's pouring me some too, right, Kevin?
Wrong.
Sharing is caring, Becca.
Okay, we'll share.
And again, Kevin,
what, Ryan? What was that? I can't hear you.
Oh.
You're going to have to speak up.
I'm looking for food.
You're looking for food on the internet?
Yes. New diet.
Oh, this smells really strong, Becca.
Add more Coke, then. I'm a girl. I can't handle a lot of alcohol.
Oh, yeah, that is quite strong.
I'm just an SB kid. Ain't no potty like SB potty, because SB potty don't
stop.
Can't stop.
No,
so
please,
Becca,
stop.
What did you do today, Becca?
So today I woke up at 10 in the a.m. and I got my hair blued.
Blued?
This lady blew my hair.
Oh, my God.
She blew me.
That's cool.
And then I went to Wilson to say hey to the homies.
Hey to the homies.
Which homies?
The homies at school.
Oh,
yeah, those homies. And then I went to Borders with Matt, and I went to Walmart where I got exciting.
Ew.
Shut up, I know, right? Walmart, what the fuck? I got gray cargo pants and black boots for my... for my Halloween costume.
That's cool.
I picked up Afton at 5:30 from cheer practice, and I picked up Becca Vahar, and we went to Starbucks for a while.
Hmm.
And what else did I do? What did I do after that? Went to get Froyo with Marsha, and I introduced her to Dr. Horrible, which is amazing.
That's cool. So how's Maddie?
Matt's doing pretty good. He's not shit-faced anymore.
That was intense. Shit-faced at
Disneyland. Kevin, would you like to tell the story?
Sure. Since the last podcast, you guys haven't done a podcast since 2 days ago, right?
No, we haven't.
Okay. Since the last podcast, Becca and Matt dragged me out of school, which caused me to go on like a I'm dropping math little route. Anyway, back to the story. So yeah, Matt, we're all gonna wake up at 8 and go to Disneyland, the happiest place on earth, you know, but Matt woke up at 6, was it, Becca?
Yep.
6, and he didn't know how to turn on the TV, so in his mind, I'm assuming what was going on, I don't know how to turn on the TV, so let's drink some alcohol.
See how much JD we can drink in... the 2 hours that Kevin and Becca are still sleeping.
And he got drunk. He got shit-faced. He got so blown. Okay, not blown, because that's like Coke. He got so, like, gone. Wasted.
Hammered.
Smashed.
Plastered.
Thank you, Becca, for the...
synonyms.
Adjectives. That's why I'm not taking English. Anywhom, so he gets so hammered, he's on my balcony, laying in his own vomit, and then
Which is why he's not here with us tonight.
Which, yes. And he left his JD, which is perfectly alright with me.
Hell yeah.
So that's only like the first fourth of it. There's the other two other incidences. So we're on our way to McDonald's to pick up some grub. Dude, I noticed.
At what time?
What time? That was at like what, 8? Okay, so Matt was like, what time is it? What time is it? It's like, it's 8:40, Matt.
8:40? What time is it?
What time is it? It's still 8:40, Matt.
What time did you guys wake up?
10 minutes ago. He's like.
And it's what time?
8:30. So what time is it? It's 8:40, Matthew. But, so we're on our way to McDonald's, you know, because that's happy too. I don't know. Put a smile on. Everybody, come on. Anyway, so we get into the driveway, and I hear a little, like, and we both, like,
turn around,
and Matt's, like, hunched over himself, holding his mouth, and we're like, oh, crap.
We kick him out of the car, he throws up all over the parking lot.
And we go and drive through and pick up some food. And then, so at Disneyland, we get to Disneyland, the first thing he does when he gets out of the car is bark some more.
Oh god.
And then.
And some more, and some
more.
We kind of just stood there awkwardly. Is he done yet?
Yeah, as people walked by, they're like, what's wrong with him? We knew.
Mommy, why is that man's face killing himself?
And
oh my god.
So, yeah. And then, right after the third time he choked, he was like, where's my food? But we didn't get him the hash browns.
We forgot the hash browns.
I remembered, I just didn't feel like wasting your money.
Thanks, Kevin.
You're welcome.
You know he paid for it.
Shh.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's pretty much the story of barking at Disneyland.
That was wonderful. A great way to start a day.
It was hilarious. It was awesome. I loved it. Seriously. And then Disneyland, not so much.
And he tried to blame us on his getting drunk. Do you remember that? Yeah, he's like, what time is it? 8:40. What time did you guys wake up? 10 minutes ago. That would make it 8:30. Yes, Matt. He's like, what time did you guys say you were going to get up? What time did you guys say we were going to leave? 8? Was it 8? And he's like, it's your fault I got shit-faced. No, no, Matt.
No.
Even if we woke up at 8, you would still be...
You'd still be hunched over on the balcony.
Swimming in your own vomit.
Exactly.
I couldn't find it that morning when I left.
Yeah, we were like, what did Ryan say to you? Because, like, Ryan was up before us. He had to go to work.
Yeah, but then again, Rand didn't really look for him.
Yeah, I was just like, I just thought he went out to get breakfast or something.
He was just on the balcony barfing.
Or laying in the barf. Or all of the above.
And he just smelled like alcohol the rest of the day.
Yeah, we're like, oh my god, Matt. And you know Disneyland, the lines are like, you're humping everybody. And getting humped by everybody. So, it was unpleasant. Why are we watching Telemundo?
Why not?
Because there's a bed with rose petals on it.
And they're having sex.
And is she drunk?
Ew.
I don't know. She looks like the female version of
Matt. Is she drunk or is she like love drunk?
Love horny? I think she's
drunk. Oh shit.
Oh.
And they fell on the
and
bed.
And the pants come off.
No.
I think this is called date rape.
I think this is called Mexicans.
Date raping?
Yes.
She doesn't look like she wants to be there. Oh, there goes the shirt. Oh god. There goes the shirt. Now that's just a Mexican chest. That's what.
Mexicans
and oh, she's letting her hair
Mexicans
down.
Mexicans don't have that kind of chest. They have like, they're fat.
He has like a baby face.
He does.
Can we change the channel?
Can
you're the one with the remote.
I don't have it.
I don't have it.
Brian, you have it.
It's right there.
It's right where? Oh, I see it.
Oh god. Oh god, he's going in.
Ew!
And something stopped. Oh, I think he heard us.
Good.
Shut up, Ryan. Nobody asked you. I'm just kidding, Ryan. Calm down. Don't be a little humble. So, yeah. Liz flirted with me today. And I flirted back. It was hot.
Yeah?
Even though she's only 7. I still tap that.
Give me a story. What happened?
So we were talking
play
about hookah. The hookah with the hookah with the hookah hookah?
Hooking, yes.
Hookah-ing.
Hooking. I like hooking.
I like hooking too.
Hooking.
Anyway. Anywho. Anyways. Yeah, I was saying that nobody would go with me, which is total bull. Like, people would go with me because it's hookah. And it's me.
You never go with anybody else.
Yeah, you wouldn't go hookah with me just now.
Just now?
Yeah.
When did you ask me to go hookah?
I told Ryan. I figured he'd told you.
You never told me about hookah.
You asked me.
You never told me about hookah.
I know, but she didn't tell
is
me to ask
you. Is the hookah
bar
still open?
Yes, but I don't want to go.
Thanks.
Anyway, can I get back to my story?
Go back to your story.
Whatever.
Thank you. So, yeah, I was saying that nobody would go with me. She was like, where do you go? I was like, Twilight and Empire. She's like, oh my god, I love Twilight.
Even though Kevin's never been that Twilight.
I know, even though I've never been to... Even though I've never been that... Even though I've never been to Twilight. I just say I like But, yeah, I was saying, like, I have nobody to go with. Nobody wants to go with me. She's like, I'll go with you. I'm like, okay. But she's probably been her stupid-ass boyfriend along. Looks like
she has a boyfriend? I didn't know about that. You neglected to mention that.
It's a minor detail. It's just a... I could change that. It's changeable. It's variable. It's like X. Eagle Eye, I want to go watch that.
Shia the whatever.
I still can't.
Shia LaBeouf.
LaBeouf. Shia your move. What are you looking up?
At food.
No place delivers right now?
I'm trying to open the webpage.
God damn it, I'm so hungry. Ew.
That was graphic.
It's a good way to explain a book.
It really is. Truly. So, yeah.
Becky, did I tell you that one of my coworkers is such a racist?
What?
Yeah, she's like, okay, don't take this the wrong way. I'm not a racist. I just freaking hate black people. I'm like, oh, okay. She's like, yeah, I used to go dorm at Cal State Fullerton, but then I got a black roommate, and it was the worst experience in my whole entire life. She said that's why she commutes from Pasadena every day to Fullerton.
Oh my god.
Because she doesn't want to live with a black person.
I'm not homophobic. But I just hate gay people, and I'm voting yes on eight. Goddamn. These people.
I don't know.
Motherfuckers. I hate black people. I mean, I love black people. Without the minority, the majority have no power.
Wow.
Without the minority, the majority is the majority.
Let me just make it clear right now that we at NotSoMuch.net do not affiliate ourselves.
Condone.
We do not condone any of Kevin's behavior at all. Any of it. None of it.
I don't have any weird behavior.
We stand behind nothing. What is that? What is that little like
condone.
Screen that no that little screen that pops up before you listen to
a
commentary on a TV?
Disclaimer.
Yeah, I guess, but like it's like we at Fox.
I don't know. Mari said it twice today.
I have nothing. What?
Mari said it twice today.
Mari said what?
I don't know. We do not. Oh, it was yesterday.
Don't reflect the views of the producers or whatever people.
Yeah.
At.
Anyway, yeah. Mari was saying like he doesn't condone what these stupid teenagers are doing with something. He said it twice. Totally, obviously recorded.
What are the stupid teenagers doing?
I don't know, like...
They're feeding their baby.
No, that was today. Yesterday, teenagers were like... There was like this 19-year-old porn star who's done over like 100 movies and done over like 72 men.
No.
There was this, like, this vidmax.com. I do not recommend you people see it, by the way. It's quite graphic. They would like...
You went to vidmax.com?
No, because they showed videos from... There's like people like... slamming each other on the heads with like flaming chairs and like seeing how long it takes for a bamboo cane to break on people's backs and shit. Getting fluorescent light tubes, smashing them on people's heads. Yeah, I do not condone anything. So, yeah. So, I went to school today.
What classes did you have?
Fuck you, Ryan. I was supposed to have math and music business, but I didn't go to math because I think I'm dropping it because it's way too easy. Nobody take math 10. Nobody is that motherfucking stupid. Anyway.
Multiplying and dividing fractions.
That's what class you see.
Oh, the bike?
Yeah.
Anyway, so, yeah. And then
if you're hot and you're a lesbian, email me, r@notsomuch.net.
If you're hot... and straight and have a vagina.
Those are all that he requires.
That's really all. And some brains. Aaron really likes somebody to have a very intellectual conversation.
If you're taking Math 10, don't email Kevin.
If you are failing Math 10 because you don't know anything that's going on in that class, just go shoot yourself and hang yourself.
So the requirements Kevin has are vagina.
Decent looking.
Decent looking.
Single.
Able to
single.
Multiply and divide fractions.
Single.
That's not really one for you.
Oh yeah, I don't really care about the single. It's just if you're tired of your boyfriend or husband.
It's something we can work around. Here at Not So Much Done It. Matchmaking. That's our motto.
Yes, it's the Not So Much version of Love Line, except it's Kevin Line. Kevin and Becca Line.
Hey, what?
Ryan, you're gay. You don't get anybody.
That's
what am I?
You're lesbian. That's different. It's lesbians everywhere.
It's a lot hotter.
You all suck.
Yeah, dead air.
Awkward turtle.
Awkward balloon.
I was playing Call of Duty. I kept killing this motherfucker named Awkward Turtle.
That must have been awkward.
And it was kind of... And I couldn't talk to him because Ryan's fat ass had...
You slaughtered turtles?
I killed Awkward Turtles, yes.
Fuck!
I'm sorry.
Sorry, PETA.
Who the fuck is PETA?
P-E-T-A.
What's that? Oh, is that the one that's like anti-animal killing?
Yes.
Oh,
okay,
yeah. I totally did not
target.
Know that. Use context clues to figure that out.
Wow. That's how you got into college.
That is how I got into college. My SATs were, they're either 16 or 18 something.
Ryan, what was your SAT score?
12.
I think it was like 15.
So either way,
wow.
I did better than Ryan.
I'm a little smarter than you guys.
A little? It's because you're Asian.
20-30. Hell yeah.
Out of 24?
Yeah, 20-30.
I totally just thought you said 2300.
No, I did not say 2300.
I thought that's what you said.
No, I'm not that smart. This is why I'm going to UCSB.
No,
and
you're
not...
going to UCSB for the motherfucking alcohol.
Oh, hell yeah, I am.
Do you know why I'm going to Fullerton?
For the stupid girls?
Yes.
And the smoking section.
And the smoking section. Even though it's a smoke-free campus, effective July 1st, 2008. But nobody gives a shit about that. I still smoke.
Such a rebel.
I know. Shit. Better.
There's seriously no food in Fullerton, according to this.
There's no
website.
Food open at 1:30 in the morning.
We can we could go to like 7-Eleven and eat old hot dogs.
No. How about we send Ryan to go do like a food run?
Hey Ryan.
How come I always get the butt end of the deal?
Because you have the better parking spot.
Where are you parked?
In the spot.
That's a little bitch
Ryan,
move.
You kinda have to.
Bitch move.
You kinda have to.
That is
spot.
Gay. No.
You're gay.
So are you.
Faggots. I mean, I'm sorry, guys.
We at Kevin's apartment do not condone anything that R
comes
out of. That anything that comes out of Becca's mouth.
Or in.
That comes in. Ew.
I like things that come in back as well.
Can we please try to keep this at least G-rated?
That's boring.
G is not for gay, Ryan. Or Becca. Huh. Ryan's bitching because his computer sucks ass and mine rocks.
Ryan still can't find food.
Ryan,
you have to go get food.
Ryan.
Where am I going to get food?
I don't know. Look it up on the internet.
Is Jack in the Box still open?
You look at it fast.
I can't.
Is
We're
Jack
recording.
In the Box 24 hours?
I don't like Jack.
Yes, you do.
I'm not going to Jack.
What does your Skype thing say? I think Jack has.
No.
Yeah.
Well, no. It says, thinks Jack in the Crag has bomb curly fries. Quote, unquote, by Ryan Edward Chacon.
So I like the curly bed. I still don't want to go.
Well, then go buy like a shitload of curly fries.
I don't want
go,
curly
go to bread. Go to Del Taco. What kind of question is that? Del fucking Taco.
I don't feel like Del Taco.
Nobody's healthy. Why is that guy like dead?
We have to stop watching TV muted. It doesn't make any sense.
I don't think that would make sense unmuted.
I think Conan just doesn't make sense.
I love Conan.
Anyway.
Bad point.
That is beautiful timing for dead air.
What is that?
It's a brain.
On a plate.
Covered in strawberry sauce?
I think it's a hard-on. So, Becca, me, Becca, Matt, and Ryan, is that it?
Yeah.
The four of us went to Denny's one night, and Becca, she's like, oh my god, I want to get this. So the waitress came. Waitress, what was her name? Nobody knows.
I don't know. But she would not stop talking.
She would not stop talking. We were the only motherfuckers in Denny's at like 4 in the morning. Okay, it was like 2.
He was 3.
Let's just say 3.
Subway delivers?
At 1 in the morning?
No.
What's 1:32?
Oh my god, guys.
1:35.
That officially makes it
Friday.
September 19th, which means today is a monumental day in history.
Okay, so
today,
oh my god,
two beautiful lesbians were born. Tegan, and then 8 minutes later, Sarah. Happy birthday, Tegan and Sarah. Oh my god.
Can I finish my story?
No, it doesn't matter. Tegan and Sarah are more important than your story.
My story involves you.
Okay, so the waitress asked me what I want.
So the waitress asked us what we want, right? And Becca was like, I want a hard-on. A plate.
It's called a heart on a plate, and I did not emphasize the D. I apologize for not enunciating.
You
D.
And the T.
Oh.
Ryan's so gay, he's stupid.
Oh, you know what? I'm done.
So,
are you gonna get a spoon? Are you pissy enough to leave and get a spoon?
Yes.
Really?
Sorry,
but there's no food that I want.
Nobody cares what you want. It's just us.
Okay.
We're the majority.
I'm just
food. Thanks. I
for
love
myself.
You. You're beautiful.
You're beautiful. Nah.
Your boxers accent your eyes.
Anywho.
We all die of the earthquake. Kills you all.
What did you just stick in your pants?
His phone.
I don't have pockets.
He likes it when it vibrates in his pants.
I really do.
That's how gay he is.
I like things that vibrate in my pants.
Anyway, she kissed a girl.
She liked it. You know, I was the girl.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I turned Katy Perry into
a lesbian.
Well, I don't think she's a lesbian.
Flaming dyke.
Sure. I turned Katy Perry into a flaming dyke. You heard it here first. Tell your friends, kids.
I hope kids don't listen to this podcast because we're totally good. Hey, Oprah!
I refuse to go by myself. I'd rather starve.
Take Glenn with you.
No.
Well, we have to finish the podcast.
Is Glenn the ghost?
Yes. Or Glenn is Kevin.
Oh my god. Fuck. Okay, so I was in the car with my aunt, and we were on the way to the mall because she was going to buy me shoes. By the way, I got some really awesome kick-ass shoes. Anyway, and she's like, so, that website you have, I'm like, yeah. She's like, you have one of those iPod cast things, right? I'm like, yes. And she's like, yeah, whenever you guys start those, it seems like all the first 5 minutes are, is this working? Are you there, Kevin? Ryan? Matt? Who's here? The whole time. And I was like, fuck, are you listening to my podcast? Oh my god, my aunt's gonna find out that I'm a beep! I mean, lesbian beep! Shit!
Maybe she just stops after the first 5 minutes.
I hope she stops after the first 5 minutes. I hope she gets bored at Matt, are you recording this? Yeah, I think I'm recording this. Do you want me to record this? Yeah.
That's a wonderful story.
Thank you. Anyways.
Yeah. Anywho, dead air. Gotta love it. So we didn't have any deliveries at work today. It was quite depressing. I figure this is the one of the days that I have $0 in my bank account. we have zero deliveries at work.
Do you get paid on days you work? Like just rent? No, I mean, like, you know how you get the, you know how you get, like, the super exciting check at the end of whatever you get paid?
The week.
Do you get, like, your delivery tips, like, day of?
Yeah.
Cool.
Like, if, like, say you tip a delivery driver, like, they'll get that tip either, like, right whenever they get back or at the end of their shift or at some point because it gets cashed out.
I should deliver pizza.
You should not. It's not worth it. You have to deal with people.
Where's my pizza?
Like, it's on its way, bitch. And then I hate it when people deliver pizza, but they don't answer the door. That happened a couple of times. Like I seriously stood outside their house for 15 minutes, ringing the doorbell, knocking on the door. They were watching Wedding Crashers, of all movies. I know this because I was watching it through the window. And, they just wouldn't answer the door, and
you
I got.
Didn't think
through.
Of knocking on the window.
No, because that would have been weird. Like,
well,
my head's not in my pants.
What do you do in that situation?
I call back to HQ and be like, "These bitches are
HQ.
This is Eagle One. I'm having difficulties delivering a package to Foxtrot One. I don't know what to do." So then they're like, "Just stay there for 10 minutes. Call the number." So there's a number on the ticket on the receipt. So we call it. I called it. Nobody answered. I'm like, all right. So I stayed there for 10 minutes knocking and ringing and watching. And nothing happened. So and it was like 30 minutes past kitchen closes. It really grinded my gears. So yeah, I just went back and then I ate their food.
Very nice.
Yeah, so that's what happens when people don't answer the door. So answer your door, motherfuckers.
I'll eat your food.
Yes, or I will eat your food. Gladly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Celine Dion. Isn't that bitch dead? Who the fuck is that Asian chick?
It's the duet.
I saw Celine Dion when
I was
six.
Oh, look, it's Daniel Matson. I mean, Ty Bennington, whatever the fuck his name is. I hate Christians. Question mark. New book? Oprah has a new book? That's
oh,
crazy.
Shit.
Oprah's still alive.
Oprah writes books, but she's black. She can't write. We here at Kevin's apartment do not condone anything that Kevin says.
Ever.
That was like Mythbusters. Do not try any of this you see at home. Ever.
We're professionals.
Quote unquote. We are professionals.
I reject your reality and substitute my own. We should watch Mythbusters.
We don't have cable.
There's no cable.
We have internet. Why do you even bother having a television when you have internet?
Because there's the internet bill. Robert Sanchez?
Yeah, that's the fucker that crashed the train.
Every time I see the word Sanchez, I think of the Dirty Sanchez.
Oh god, don't talk about the Dirty Sanchez.
Rusty Trombone? What are the other ones? The Karma Sutra. What the fuck is it called? No, Ryan, bad. No smoking.
I'm not.
Lies full of lies.
I was looking at the
popo. The popo? Are they stealing your car again? Final salute.
I don't know what we saluted for.
Somebody who died.
Spreedisha died.
Spreedisha. Spreedisha?
Suddenly, you're an expert at pronunciation.
I am an expert at pronunciation. It's pronunciation.
Nice.
Like Celine Dion. Fuck all of you. Oui, oui. Chateau bleu. Poor Casey.
What? How does that relate to Casey?
Because he likes French people. I like French people.
We make beautiful music together.
Why are you wearing Under Armour? Is this actual Under Armour?
Yeah, because it's laundry day.
Oh, gotta
me
love
too.
That laundry day. It's been my laundry day for the past 3 days. I want to be a cop. Cop. Cop.
That's her lesbian lover.
Not cock. God, Ryan, is that all you think about?
Yeah.
It looks like they're
hailing Hitler. They're doing
a Nazi slur. So Alyssa totally hailed Hitler today. Mm-hmm. She's like, people go from here and then they go to there. And I know that is called going to Hitler. Robert Sanchez. Dirty Sanchez.
From now on, he shall be referred to as the Dirty Sanchez.
Yes, the Dirty Sanchez mother...
Beep! The fucker who was texting minors and crashed the Metrolink. Beep!
That'd be Kevin.
Why would I text minors? I have, what is it called? Restrictions.
Don't even
You have you. Standards.
Very low standards.
Okay, once again, vagina. Ability to multiply and divide fractions.
Decent looking.
At least a 7 or a 6?
7. Let's
see, at least a 7.
Newly found 7.
And possibly single.
But it doesn't really matter if you're single. And once again, if you want to MySpace me, it's myspace.com/Abbott's homepage, I think. ABBOTTS.
Homepage.
Homepage.
You can't spell Abbott.
If you don't know how to spell Abbott, it's ABBOTT, and you could go suck a dick because you suck at spelling.
And if you're a hot lesbian and or bi curious girl.
Because Becca doesn't care because she take whatever she could get.
Right now I'm having a few girl troubles and I'd like to resolve that with
a
some
few girl
nice...
troubles or a few girl troubles.
You're funny.
I know.
That was a good one. Ew, Palin!
Ew, dinosaur.
Oh, God. Anyways, to deter my attention from this abomination that's on the television screen right now. If
Washington,
you're a hot girl,
come.
If you're a hot lesbian and or curious bisexual girl, my email is r@notsomuch.net. Or you can find me on MySpace, myspace.com/meisscrub.
And I'm Ryan.
That's Ryan.
There's no hope for Ryan, so you don't need to worry about that.
No.
Okay, fine. If you're gay, there's Ryan.
Obama!
No bi guys.
He's so pretty.
Stuff.
I hate bisexuals. Sorry if you're bisexual and you want to fuck me. That's totally cool.
She just doesn't like you.
I just don't want to... I can't handle a relationship with you right now. I'm sorry. I'm just not at that point in my life where...
That is the ugliest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Obama is so pretty and tight.
Ew,
like
tight.
He's tight.
He's tight like Taye Diggs.
Ew.
Oh,
who
God.
The fuck is Taye Diggs?
Taye Diggs from Rent, Benny.
Oh, Benny.
He is tight, isn't he?
I'm not going to dignify that question with an answer.
Dignify?
Yes, I said dignify. That's why I'm...
Oh my God, he's on a train, he's going to die. Joe Biden, get off that
get
train.
Off! Dirty
like
Sanchez is driving.
I see the cars going by, so...
No, Joe Biden, we know that Joe Biden is actually a
gay.
User of the Amtrak. No, he's not gay, even though that would be amazing.
Anyway, this is why we need, like, video podcast.
We really do need a video podcast.
Because half of this thing is the looks.
It's all expression.
Oh my gosh, so I... Ew.
We can put some videos up on Facebook if you want.
Videos up on Facebook? Oh yeah, they have the new crap shit. Crap.
Yeah. Maybe later. Are you going to go buy us food?
No, I refuse to go by myself.
God damn it. Are you almost...
See,
I
abandoned
my
Ryan, the problem is... You need to be comfortable with yourself.
I am. Oh, my God.
Ryan needs to be comfortable with himself.
Oh.
We're at 33 minutes. Do we want to call it a day?
No.
Call it a podcast?
Only when you're comfortable with yourself can you be comfortable around others.
Thank you, Kevin.
Oh my God.
Dr. Phil.
Thank you, Dr. Phil.
You're welcome.
That looks like our...
It does.
Oh, I love TV.
I love TV muted.
When Kevin and
TV
I were
muted.
Kevin and I when Kevin and I were younglings.
When we were little lads.
We have this little sort of like an alley between houses on my street.
Oh.
And there's a little fence and we put gum pieces on it and we made a smiley face and it was lovely. We're so cute.
And gross.
We didn't What? How's that
what?
Gross?
How's that gross?
Where'd you get the gum from?
Our mouths.
Exactly. I find that gross.
How is that gross?
It's
not like we
wall.
Put it on the wall and then put it back in our mouths. It came from our mouths.
And
it
stayed.
Wall, and it stayed.
Wall.
It's still there. You could go. Oh, don't we still have the picture? Or was
it
a shitty picture, though?
It was a shitty picture.
We have to go back during
pictures.
The gay day.
Is that all you think about?
We know what's on Kevin's mind. Stop drinking.
I'm not drinking. Damn it. No fun. Can I have my Coke?
I love podcasting not sober. This is what happens when we keep drinking. We should just podcast drunk. We just keep drinking and, like, progressively...
We should get high. Let me call my mom.
Get some weed for your mom.
Dude, I love that guy's hair.
That is black hair.
It looks like my hair before
that's
I cut
so
it out.
That's so gross.
Totally where
who
got
does
it
he
from.
Think he's fooling?
What?
I don't like this commercial because they're making fun of soccer players. If you want to date a varsity soccer captain...
Who doesn't even know what he is.
You were a captain?
I was a captain.
I had no idea. How many captains were there?
There were
10.
How many people were on the team?
There was only one. Two. Me and Alex Fructo said.
I had no idea you were a captain.
Yeah, I was varsity captain, JV captain. My first year of soccer, I played varsity. I went varsity, JV, varsity, because I hated the coach, so I went down to JV. I've been captain for ASO for like 7 seasons, I think. Sub-captain for my club team. Don't know what the fuck sub-captain does. Just do jack shit.
Be submissive to the captain.
Yes, I'm sub-captain. Like sub-way.
Like sub-marine.
Or
sub-tracked.
Which you have to do if you want to date me. I have an application process.
Subtract your clothes.
Subtract your clothes, add my cock in your mouth equals yay! Ryan, you're disgusting. You're gay. So where was I going with this? Oh, yeah.
Nowhere.
If you want to date total...
A cocky person.
No, a total soccer jock. Then get on my cock. What does the clock say? Sorry. That didn't rhyme. Ryan, I'm hungry. Food, now.
I ain't your bitch.
Fetch.
Actually... Becca just said fetch. You're a dog. So technically you are a bitch because you're gay. That makes you like female.
Does that make me male?
Yes.
Because I don't want to be male.
Well, too bad.
See, because that would ruin the whole thing. If I was male, I wouldn't be a lesbian.
I love my penis.
I'd just be a pimp. There are no more Ritz crackers.
There's like a billion boxes in the cupboard.
There's only 2. It's like 1.5. Don't give me your attitude. See what I have to live with?
Oh my god! I'm gonna kill myself right now.
Please?
Shut up.
Kevin finished the drink. I think it's time to call it a podcast and go get some food. We can podcast more when we get back. Let's try a video.
Okay.
Okay. Goodbye, world. It was nice speaking to you today.
And I don't
know
how to turn this off.